FMC returns to full strength after commissioner swearing in. The Federal Maritime Commission, FMC, has regained its full strength following the swearing in of Robert J. Harvey as a commissioner, restoring the five-member panel after a vacancy left by Carl Bentzel in December 2024. This development marks an important milestone for the commission, which is responsible for regulating the U.S. maritime industry. Harvey's appointment fills a critical seat on the FMC, bringing the commission back to full staffing and enabling it to effectively oversee the complex network of ports and shipping companies that operate in the country. As a former special assistant U.S. attorney with experience in securities litigation, Harvey brings a unique set of skills to the role, having previously worked in both public and private sectors. The FMC's new commissioner joins a Republican majority board, which is comprised of three Republicans and two Democrats, including longtime member Rebecca Dye. This shift in leadership marks an opportunity for the commission to revisit its regulatory approach and ensure that it remains effective in addressing the challenges facing the maritime industry. Harvey's appointment also underscores the importance of the FMC in maintaining the stability and security of U.S. trade, particularly as the country continues to navigate the complexities of global supply chains. The new commissioner's experience working with various organizations, including the Florida Opportunity Fund and the Enterprise Florida, demonstrates his ability to build relationships and collaborate with stakeholders. As the maritime industry continues to evolve, the FMC will need to adapt its regulatory framework to address emerging issues such as climate change and technological innovation. With Harvey at the helm, the Commission is well positioned to navigate these challenges and ensure that the U.S. maritime industry remains competitive and sustainable. The addition of a new commissioner also highlights the ongoing importance of effective oversight in the maritime sector, particularly given the high stakes involved in ensuring the safe and efficient movement of goods across international borders.